Hello.
Hi, Tricia. This is Esther calling with Independent Home Care.
Hi.
Hi. You're on schedule with Heidi Bowman for 1 o'clock today.
Yeah.
I just called to let you know that they noticed that the shower head is broken. It looks like water's coming out of everywhere, and they have to get a replacement for the rubber gasket or something.
Okay.
So they said that you shouldn't come in today, and they'll just try to get it fixed and then have it in by Monday.
Oh.
Did you notice anything on Wednesday when you gave her a shower or not?
I mean, it was dripping water from there, but I didn't think really anything of it, you know.
Right. Okay. I told them.
You know what?
I told the mother, I said, you know what, it's probably old and the water, the gas can need to be replaced. Maybe it was fine on Wednesday, and the first time you turned it on after for being off for 2 days, now it starts spewing water crazy all over. It's been this way since you've been showering her, right? It's not like something new on your that you noticed, right?
What do you mean?
Meaning
are you assuming
water?
No.
Oh, okay.
I was like, wait, what?
No. She was just calling to say, like, they didn't know that there was water coming out, and she opened it today. I'm like, I said, what happened yesterday?
She's
like, we don't use
the shower
too much. It's
the shower in their bedroom. They don't use their shower in their bedroom?
I don't know. That's why I questioned. I said, you didn't know. I said, when did she shower her last? She's like, on Wednesday. I'm like, you didn't notice this yesterday? She's like, oh, we have two showers, and we didn't use this one, and only when we opened it today, we noticed that. I don't know.
Oh, that's weird.
I guess that's the only one that has a handheld shower, right?
I don't know. I mean, that's the only one they told me that I could use. It's the only one that can get her and we can get her in there with.
Right.
I know the bathroom in the hallway has, it's a tub. I can't get her in there.
Oh, right. So,
like that.
Yeah, for her, she has to have a handheld shower.
Yeah. Well, all right.
Okay. I also saw that you left a little early yesterday. I think what I'm seeing is that, meaning I understand that you come in, you give her a shower, and then she was sleeping, and then, like, there's nothing for you to do. I did point out to her mom that,
well, they let me go yesterday because she was having company come over, and she was already dressed and everything.
Got it.
And they let me go a few minutes early. So you can call to confirm that with them if you'd like.
No, it's fine. I only noticed it while I was speaking to her, and she was like they were saying that she was sleeping, so they told you to leave already. Okay. Do they while you're there, are they like hovering around? Do you find that they're having a hard time to accept the help, or?
I mean, they hover, yeah, but I mean, it is what it is.
No, I think I was trying to pick up from a conversation with them, you know, like, cause initially they told us, when I said, oh, we have someone that can cover 10 hours a week, she initially said to me, well, she should be getting, I don't know, 28 hours or 34 hours a week, and then I was, like, pushing for that, but what surprises me is that they don't really seem to need the help, though, you know?
They like things done the way they do them, first and foremost,
right.
You know, so where she eats and how she showers and what she wears, everything is, you
makes
know,
sense.
they pull everything out for me, so I don't have to, I mean, I literally just, everything's right there on her bed ready for me every day when I come in. So it's not like I'm around the house, like, trying to find stuff. I know where things are. She did show me, but as far as, like, them helicoptering, that's kind of what I mean. You know,
yeah,
when I'm showering her, when I'm showering her, you know, they may be, I hear them coming in and out of the bedroom. They don't necessarily come in the bathroom with me. But, you know, it's just, I'm getting her dressed in the bed. They come over and they're just checking things and, you know, they're just eyes on it all the time, you know, so.
Yeah.
But, yeah, she's got 34 hours, but, I mean, there's not really...
Yeah, I just figured it's kind of more
as
of
far
like...
As far as Heidi's interactions, there isn't any, you know.
She's not verbal.
She's completely nonverbal. She does need help being fed, and she does need help getting in the, you know, she get a shower, bed bath, whatever it may have you. But I mean, after that, she's hard to keep awake. She likes to, she's sleeping a lot more these days. Mm-hmm. So
sometimes they get a group of more hours so that, you know, the parents can get a break.
Yeah.
They don't seem to even want to take that.
But yeah, but I mean, I don't, I really wouldn't, yeah, I really wouldn't know what other personal care we could do for her at that time.
Makes
and,
sense.
You know.
Yeah, she probably does not need more personal care. Just maybe, like, just to be present. But if they are not, if the parents are not comfortable with any of that, then, you know, whatever it is. Hello?
Yeah, I mean, I don't,
oh, sorry,
I mean, no, no, I was just saying, I just, so.
All right, then.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, tell if I am here at Nascentia because I have to go into Donna's office. I was supposed to pick up a boot for Heidi.
Yeah, today. Yeah. Donna actually told me about your picking up a boot.
So
you're at Syracuse office, right? I think
yeah.
Donna may be at another location today. I'm not even sure, but she's expecting. She told me that you're coming in to pick up a boot.
Yeah. So since I don't have anything this afternoon, I think I'll just stay here for a couple hours and see if there's anything for me to do, because.
Okay. I have that case in Rome, but I know you don't want to travel so far.
Where?
I have actually 3 cases in Rome, but I know that's really far for you.
Yeah, that's like a 2-hour haul one way.
Yeah, no, never mind then. Okay. If something
comes
down,
that's
I'll definitely give you a call.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Okay, we'll be in touch.
All right,
have a good day, otherwise.
Okay, bye-bye. Yeah, bye-bye.